There's got to be an explanation to all these UFO sightings, right? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Oh, we are just looking at the summer schedule, Grant, and already we're having, you know,
panic attacks. Yes.
I don't know. You know, is that accurate to say?
No. Well, whatever. Yeah, we got it. We'll figure it out. But it was so sad to learn about Ray Liotta. Grant, we saw Ray Liotta at
Liotta.
At the Country Mart.
Malibu Mart. He was coming out of the men's bathroom. Room,
and he was in blue sweats and a blue top, matching sweats and sweatshirts, and we waved to him.
We're like, we love you. And his eyes were piercing.
Blue.
And he wasn't as tall as we thought he would be because his movie presence is so huge.
But he was only 67 and he passed away in his sleep. He was filming something in the Dominican Republic. That's just so sad.
Yeah, it really is. He was good in everything.
Everything.
He did, you know.
You know, one quiet one that I always loved was the one he did with Whoopi Goldberg. Do you remember that one? Seriota's. I mean, maybe you can look it up, Grant.
Yep.
You guys don't remember that one? It was you're like looking at me, Lori, because you loved him in Goodfellas and Blue Shades.
Corinna. Yes, Corinna.
That was such a sweet movie where she was his maid and they had the little girl and the relationship. Yep. That was a sweet movie.
Well, I mean, Field of Dreams, Something Wild. He was in my show I loved with J-Lo, Shades of Blue on NBC, playing a crooked cop.
Yep.
On the take. He got his start in a soap opera.
Really?
Another World.
I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
Back in 1980. And he was wild in the 80s. And but he had a great career as a leading man turned character actor. And some people that have worked with him, you know, people were really shocked. Lorraine Bracco, she wrote on Twitter, "I'm utterly shattered to hear about this terrible news about my Ray. I can be anywhere in the world and people will come up to me and tell me their favorite movie is Goodfellas. Then they always ask what was the best part of making that movie. My response has always been the same, Ray Liotta."
Oh.
As far back as I can remember, I always wanted to be a gangster.
Greatest line.
Yeah.
To me, being a gangster was better than being president of the United States.
The voice.
Yeah.
Everybody loves that.
Even before I first wandered into the cab stand for an after-school job, I knew I wanted to be a part of them. It was there that I knew that I belonged. And to me, it meant being somebody in a neighborhood that was full of nobodies. They weren't like anybody else. I mean, they did whatever they wanted. They double parked in front of a hydrant. Nobody ever gave them a ticket. In the summer when they played cards all night, nobody ever called the cops.
Oh, gosh.
Grant was wording every, so I feel like you memorized those lines.
Yeah, I have. And it's crazy. I was telling this to Lori earlier on Sunday, you guys. Sunday morning, I was just like, I need a little Ray. I woke up
I
need a little Ray. And I kind of said to myself, ever since I've always known, I always wanted to be a gangster. So I went out in the living room, HBO Max, turned it on, watched the whole movie Sunday morning. And now we get this news. Today,
I know it. You know, he was just really good in everything and really became a character actor. Really?
Yeah. I mean, even in Blow, remember when he was Johnny Depp's dad and he even carried that same voice? I mean, he's, oh gosh, that was.
Yeah. He also was in that. He was the best thing in, there were two good things in that Noah Baumbach's Marriage Story with Scarlett Johansson and Adam Driver. Ray Liotta as the lawyer that Adam Driver's character hires, because his wife has hired basically Laura Dern, who's like a Laura Wasser.
Right.
And his attorney was Alan Alda, and he thought he was too nice. So Ray plays just this shark divorce attorney who's, you know, like, don't worry, I'm going to fight for you. And he was the best. He and Laura Dern were the only two things I liked in that very dreary movie, Marriage Story.
Oh, that.
And, you know, he got his first life obstacle just a second after he came out of the womb because he was left at an orphanage.
Wow.
I didn't know that.
No.
And he was adopted by his parents, Mary and Alfred Leota, when he was 6 months old. And after he graduated from high school, he went to the University of Miami, where he got a BA in acting and starred in musicals. And then, so it would be, maybe someone could scour YouTube and find young Ray Liotta, you know, throwing up the jazz hands and being in a musical. But then he moved to New York City right after college and booked a job immediately on Another World.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. But he quit a year later because he wanted to make it in the movies, and he did. He made his film debut in 1983's The Lonely Lady, which starred Pia Zadora.
Oh, remember Pia Zadora?
And then 3 years later, he got his big break. He was cast in Something Wild. He got a Golden Globe and he got a Golden Globe nominated for supporting. And then in 89, you know, Shoeless Joe in Field of Dreams.
Mm-hmm. I just read this, that he passed on Sopranos. He fought to play. Yeah, he was supposed to be a part of it, but he told them no.
Yeah, that's, and then he ends up being in the Many Saints of
Newark,
which is the prequel. And again, he was like the best thing in that, playing, I'm trying to think which characters, maybe
Hollywood Ray Liotta?
Yeah,
who starred as Hollywood Dick in the Many Saints of Newark was his name, Hollywood Dick.
Right, but I'm trying to think whose dad he was.
Oh, yes.
That's right.
Yeah, he was somebody's dad. And yeah. Charlie St. Cloud, remember that movie? Yeah. Kind of Heartbreakers, The Place Beyond the Pines. Because he did a lot of movies or TVs, too.
Yeah. Remember his piercing blue eyes? Mm-hmm. I mean, oh, my word.
Yeah.
That's too young.
Yeah.
Sorry. Oh, Lord. He has a daughter.
Yeah.
And he had a fiance.
Yes. And I just can't believe that he just died in his sleep. Jeez, he just seems too young.
I went to his IMDb page, and he was filming like 4 different movies. There were a lot of things that were in production. He had a lot going on.
Oh, my gosh.
He played, so Hollywood Dick is the grandfather of Michael Imperioli's
Christopher.
Christopher Molastiani.
Moltisani. Moltisani.
Yeah, so that was who Michael Imperioli's grandfather.
Yeah, Yeah, I don't know what movie he... Oh, it was called Dangerous Waters is what he was filming in the Dominican Republic.
I wonder if remember when John Candy died in that Wild Wild West movie he was in the middle of? And then they just kind of, you know, did silhouettes of his character on a horse. I wonder if they're going to finish it somehow or if it's just a
project. How long. I mean, because he was doing The Substance. He was doing Cocaine Bear, Black Bear. I mean, it's all these things that were just coming out. Oh.
Well, based on Hollywood's reaction, everyone from Cary Elwes to Jamie Lee Curtis to
Seth Rogen,
I mean, everyone is just tweeting about like how fantastic he was and how nice he was. I know.
So sad.
I know.
I texted you guys right away. As soon as I saw that, I was like, no, we keep losing too many good. I mean, every year this happens, right?
Yeah, but
it's just crazy.
And I think I was the only one who watched. Well, I know other people watched it, but I loved Shades of Blue on NBC with J-Lo and Ray.
Yeah, you were big on that.
Oh, it was a great show.
A lot of people watched it and it was canceled.
It was in 3 years. Yeah. I think it had 3 years, but it was just gritty and good, and J-Lo didn't have to spend much time with the, you know, A-Rod while she was doing it, so that was probably good for her. All right, listen, when we come back, I don't know what our story will be that we can't get enough of because we thought it was going to be Ray, so we're going to put our heads together.
Got it.
So on this Thursday, we were just talking about, really in the music world with Depeche Mode, the founding guy, and then Ray Liotta in the Hollywood world, but... we were talking about both of those, you know, them dying today. But Ray Liotta, on an episode of Jay Leno's Garage, Ray revealed that Nancy and Tina Sinatra, Frank's daughter, sent him a horse's head in the mail as a joke in response to Liotta passing on playing their late father in a miniseries that they were working on, only to have Ray play him in the HBO TV movie, The Rat Pack.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So, I mean, yeah, he really did love everything mafia. I mean, he narrated this AMC docuseries, The Making of the Mob. Jennifer Lopez tweeted about him. He was her partner in Crime on Shades of Blue. But the first thing that comes to mind is he was so kind to my kids. I know.
And he had his daughter set him up with what he calls the love of his life, and he asked her to marry him just this past January. He was 67. His daughter Carson's 23, but he met this woman in her 40s who had a 10-year-old daughter, but he just said, luckily, I met somebody, and the pandemic brought them close together, and he's engaged.
Mm-hmm.
He's just said he's just so happy. She's just the love of his life. And he died so young.
Yeah, 67 really is. Well, I mean, you know, people, I think, are just like so devastated with what happened in Texas. I talked to my mom today and she's just like, I can't stop crying. You know, and I'm like, I know. And she said, and at the same time, I'm so angry. Mm-hmm. And I said, well, what are you doing? And she said, my granddaughter sent me a list of senators, Republican senators, and I'm making phone calls. And I said, good for you, Mom. She said, this is ridiculous. Because if the whole country wants red flag, gun
background checks,
mm-hmm. and all these other kinds of things. She said, why should 50 men and two women or whatever it is. Yeah. And she's just like, she goes, I don't know what else to do with myself. I said, well, you got plenty of time, Mom.
That's right. That's a great thing to do.
Yeah.
Good for
so
her.
She was going to do that, but there's just so many. It's just so heartbreaking to see all those kids. And
then the husband of one of the teachers had a heart attack today.
And died. And they have four kids.
Oh.
College sweethearts. No, there just feels like such a heaviness in the world. You know, really and truly, it feels like it's really hard to like put a little, I'm just going to put on a happy face. Mm-hmm. And it just kind of is hard. It feels hard right now. And maybe it's because it's been, 2 years of
I think it's been a lot of hardness.
But, you know, it really upsets me because when you think about that, booze is deemed dangerous, so you can't go in a bar, buy booze, when you're 18. You can't rent a car till you're 25. Why in the world is it sensible to let, 18-year-olds buy an assault rifle?
I don't know.
I mean, it makes no sense.
I know.
What is wrong with having some checks and balances about what we deem as dangerous? You're too dangerous to rent one of our cars, too dangerous to drink. How is booze more dangerous than an assault rifle?
Right.
Yeah, it's just infuriating. Mm-hmm. It really is. So
and just kind of also
so sad.
And just seeing some of the footage of those parents outside saying, "Why aren't you going in?" You know, I can't even imagine.
Yeah,
it's heavy, Lori. It is super sad, and
it is.
I think that's what our right is as Americans. It's your right to call your senators and tell them to pass this because it's been passed by Congress for 2 years. It's sitting in the Senate.
But it's calling other senators because Klobuchar and
our
Smith,
senators are behind it. It's calling senators from other states. Yes.
Yes. Calling Republican senators.
Yes.
The number one person who takes NRA money
is Mitt Romney.
Mitt Romney.
Mm-hmm.
They spend so much money. I don't know how those guys can look themselves in the eye tomorrow and actually have a convention. I see that Don McLean and Larry Gatlin were going to both perform at the NRA and they both pulled out.
And it's in Houston.
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just, I guess we have to, the pressure is calling those senators and it's easy enough to find those phone numbers and stuff and just demand because it really is, it's insanity to have 50 senators rock blocking the whole country and valuing guns over lives, valuing gun ownership over other people's right to live and go places safely.
Right. And kids to go to school.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. All the morning programs today were like having like psychologists on about how to talk, you know, how parents to talk to their kids
teachers
about this.
Teachers had to talk to their kids yesterday.
And they do gun drills.
I'm Bradley Trainer,
and I'm Don McClain. We have a podcast called Blinded by the Item.
A blind item is gossip about a celebrity with their name left out. It's a guessing game, and you can play along. The item might be like, this A-list star carries a Birkin bag worth more than the average person's house to the gym to work out.
Pretty sure that's J-Lo.
And P.S. the person behind all of this is Kris Jenner,
LLC. We drop a new episode every weekday, so the fun never ends.
Blinded by the Item. Listen wherever you get podcasts and watch us on the Blinded by the Item YouTube channel.
Drills in class. Mm-hmm. You know, I think all of us did, you know, fire drills.
Fire drills, right.
And I can only imagine, you know, how no wonder young people have all this anxiety. Mm-hmm. They've been doing shooter drills since Columbine.
Yeah.
And we've done nothing about
it.
Right. It just makes you so damn mad. Mm-hmm. You know, it really does. You just want to put your head out your car window and scream at the top of your lungs. Mm-hmm. So my mom was like, well, I'm just going to make my phone calls. It's a rainy day in Seattle. And
That's a perfect thing to do, though, because I think that's what everyone needs to do. Yeah.
I know. Get loud.
Yeah.
Let's get loud, as J-Lo would say.
You
in
were
her
playing
song.
That
I
song
know.
Today, Larissa. Let's get loud.
I was just like, da-da-da. Anyway, so, yeah. So the whole world is kind of reeling about that. Meghan Markle flew down to Texas and didn't talk to any reporters or anything, but just, you know, laying flowers and all of that kind of stuff. But it really is hard not to just sit and cry when you see all the... I don't know that there's a sweeter age than third, fourth, fifth grade. Like, those are the sweetest... I mean, anything younger, but...
All of them are
all
sweet.
All of them, but there is something really about, you know, that third, fourth, fifth grade...
Really sweet.
They haven't gotten into any, innocent.
They still like their parents.
Yeah, they love their parents. They love their aunties and uncles and grandparents. Uh-huh. And I think that, but you know, we didn't, the Senate didn't do anything with Sandy Hook.
I know.
And that was 22 fifth graders. I love that idea,
though, because there is a list that's circulating of
Senators. McConnell, Lindsey Graham, Mitt Romney, Ted Cruz, Marco Rubio.
Yeah.
All of these people. And I mean, I actually saw last night on a channel that shall not be named with a guy who was once on our show, Sean Hannity. He had a guy on advocating building man traps around schools, like a bear trap.
Oh my gosh.
I'm like, wouldn't the kids fall into the man trap?
Yeah.
I mean, that was an actual thing. And saying, well, it's mental health that's the problem. It's not the guns. I'm like, no, other countries don't have this problem. And we don't have any more mental health issues proportionally than any other country. America has a gun problem.
We do.
Yeah. Anyway, we're going to get growing with Larry Farr.
I know.
Hopefully our country is going to get growing and say enough, enough people. We can't have this again.
Right.
All right, listen, we'll be right back. We're going to get to the garden, get growing with Larry Farr when we return. Back by popular demand, it's Larry Farr, Get Growing with Larry Farr. You can follow him on Insta and Facebook. Just get growing with Larry Farr. And that's
yes.
P-F-A-R-R. Is it like Jamie Farr was in his...
Mm-hmm. The Germans way back when threw the P in just to throw things off.
Just for fun. Yeah. All right. Well, we're psyched you're here with us. So, okay. Let's talk.
The end of May.
Yep.
The weather's been terrible. Weekend. We've been patient, although we did pots and window boxes. But how far behind are we now, or have we caught up?
No, we have not caught up, and we are still about 2 weeks behind.
Oh, really?
And I, not only in, well, soil temperatures, first off, I think we talked about this way back when. Soil temperatures, to the best of my knowledge, I looked again today, have not gone above 60 degrees. And for tomatoes, peppers, eggplant, they really need to be that 65 to 70 degrees. So our soil temperatures have never gotten up to 70 yet or 65 yet. But the other thing I look at is like even the Orioles, which I, you know, when there were Orioles on the farm when I grew up, there's been Orioles, you know, 40, 50 years.
They just arrived a week ago. Usually they are arrived the last week of April. And yesterday was the first time I saw a hummingbird. And they're usually the first, very beginning of May. And that's been the 6 years I've lived there. Because
so
I keep some notes.
Like a month.
Yeah, so even when I look at Mother Nature, it's 3 weeks to a month behind. But gardening, I'm saying about 2 weeks behind. So
we're not planting our vegetables yet.
I have planted lettuce, peas, radish, cabbage, cauliflower, broccoli, all those cool season crops. Right. Anything that needs to be warm is sitting on a little wagon. It gets pulled out in the sun during the day, and then it goes into a shed at night.
Right.
Maybe this weekend, but it's going to be, the other thing is now it's going to be really hot, and it's really hard to plant when it's hot and keep stuff watered. So mm-hmm. I might wait until early next week. And then at some point, my tomatoes that I started indoors are looking like small shrubs or trees. So they have to go in the ground.
Yeah.
So yeah, sooner. I'm gonna hold off yet for a little while.
What about grass seed?
So you can generally at this time of year, I would start saying, no, wait till fall. But you could still put it in because, yes, we're going to warm up, but our soil temperatures are cool. The actual best time of year to put down grass seed is in the fall.
Right.
Because in the fall, we have warm soil and cooling air temperatures, where now we have the opposite. Our air temps are warming up, but our soil is cool. So it really, round Labor Day is really the best time of year. And I'm all for putting clover lawns in, white clover, dwarf white clover, and not spraying your lawn because that will kill the clover, but planting clover lawns in full sun to part sun. It's so beneficial for the honeybees as well as other pollinators.
Okay.
All right, let's talk to our condo, apartment, and townhome dwellers. What are good vegetables to put in a pot?
Well, if you're going to be growing in pots, you need full sun, and that's about 8 or more hours of direct bright sunlight. So if you have less than that, you can still grow lettuce and herbs and peppers need
full sun,
but the leafy crops that you're not getting fruit on can grow in the less light, less bright sunlight. But all of those peppers, tomatoes, eggplant, they all need bright, full, all-day sun. And the secret is, the biggest mistake with growing in containers is you don't go with a big enough container. Your container should be at least 14 inches and even 16 inches across. So
explains so much why I've been such a bad pot grower.
You and a lot of people, the biggest mistake is too small of a container. You have to use potting soil. I say that all the time. And when I'm doing vegetables in containers, I throw in a scoop or two of some compost in it as well. So if you have that full sun, a big enough container, and then look for varieties that say compact, dwarf, some say miniature, some say patio on it. Look for all of those kind of things. Even cucumbers. There are bush cucumbers that work really well in containers, which I did when I lived in the city because I had a small vegetable garden, but then I had a driveway. Now I just have a
big farm and a big
garden.
Everything.
Yes. So full sun, and then make sure you give them in the containers. You want to put a couple applications of organic fertilizer on, one when you plant and one again about mid-July, because all of those sun-loving plants like the tomatoes and peppers are really, they need a lot of fertilizer. So even if you're planting them in a ground bed, you still want to fertilize twice a summer.
Okay.
I have a question for you. For city dwellers who are being, our pots are being terrorized by squirrels getting in our hanging baskets, digging up stuff. What can we do to keep squirrels out of our pots and baskets?
So there's all of those sprays you can buy that are summer made, like coyote urine and stuff like that, or hot pepper sprays. They all work, but you also can just go into your kitchen cabinet and grab some spicy pepper. Well, you could grab a knife if you want to. Tastes like chicken. But you can actually take garlic, press it, and put it in water and make this stinky garlic solution. You can put that on.
You can
take spicy peppers.
Hot red peppers?
Yeah, and you're from your herb. You just, the pepper flakes. You would just sprinkle it on the soil.
Really?
And they don't like that.
Oh, Lord. Okay.
You can also mix that in with your bird seed if you have the squirrels ain't going to your bird feeders, because the squirrels will stay away from it. Birds can't taste the pepper.
Okay.
Oh,
I am really vexed by it. I came home from Cabo and I had like 4 pots that were half destroyed.
Really?
From squirrels.
Huge problem. There's just a huge there's too many squirrels in the city and there's no predators for them, which is really interesting when I moved to the farm because country squirrels are so well behaved.
Yeah.
They stay out of the planters. They tend to avoid.
That's so funny.
They tend to avoid the bird feeders. But my squirrel population went way down this winter because I literally multiple times a week had a bald eagle about 30 feet in a tree from my office. I'd watch this eagle
just go
up there and then go down. So there's
lunch,
far less squirrels and far less rabbits.
So. Okay, so red pepper flakes.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah,
or garlic.
Or garlic. Yep.
Okay.
That works as well.
That's a great
one.
And it doesn't affect the plants.
No, it won't hurt the plants.
Okay.
Nope.
All right. Okay, no more May.
We're almost done with that. I have mixed feelings on it. I think the gesture is great and that it makes people feel good. But if you're spraying your yard for dandelions and creeping Charlie and doing all this, it's counterintuitive.
Yeah.
If you don't have dandelions and all this stuff, clover growing in your yard, I mean, the longer grass does help with the beneficial insects and the pollinators and all of that.
Mm-hmm.
But we really need to plant things that benefit them a lot more. And you know, besides no mow May, you really should wait longer. You don't need to mow your lawn every week. You can really go every 2 weeks.
And you can go higher. You know, I know some people like, you know, like putting green lawns. Just don't cut it so short.
So when I mow my lawn, after I mow it, it's about 4 to 5 inches long.
Okay.
So, and the longer you keep the grass during the summer, it shades the ground. It keeps the ground cooler, which means you have to water less. So mow, you know, no mow May, but mow less frequently the rest of the year and plant things like clover or native plants or something like that in your yard.
What about perennials? Is it, can we still divide them up?
Yes, you can still lift up hostas, split them, heuchera.
Daffodils?
Daffodils are a bulb.
Oh, they are a bulb.
So those are something you would dig up after they're done blooming, let them dry out. You could put them in a dry place and then move and replant them in the fall.
Got it. Okay.
But things like iris and daylilies, you want to do those, transplant and move those closer to Labor Day. And peonies really never have to be transplanted. The only reason you would do that is if they're not blooming, and that could be because it's either in the shade or they're planted too deep. So if you, I've had some peonies at the farm that I planted 6 years ago that hadn't bloomed. So last fall, I didn't move them. I just took the shovel and raised them up a little couple inches.
Oh.
I planted them too deep. Shame on me.
Mm-hmm.
And by raising them up, then they'll start blooming.
Okay. Is there a plant to have? Because I feel like we've got so much rain that mosquitoes are going to be an issue this year. Is there any plant?
You know, there's citronella plants, and you'll see these recipes for mosquito, you know, repellent gardens and stuff like that. My take on that is you literally could be sitting in that container garden and the mosquitoes will still bug you.
Yeah. So get a good spray.
Some people think it works. I don't think it does.
Okay. I've always kind of wondered about it. What about, you know, flower gardens? When can we start besides the cooler flowers? I mean, Kim, like Laura, you've got a lot of pots.
Oh, I have. Yeah.
Out. Are you covering them at night or
no.
what? They're going
fine.
Okay.
And most of your above ground, like pots, they warm up faster and stay faster than the ground.
Okay.
So anything elevated stays warmer. You don't have to worry about it as much. But cutting flower gardens, when COVID came about, suddenly we're all buying local produce, vegetables, and all of that, and CSA shares took off. But we also saw this cut flower movement. So we're starting to see more people grow cut flowers for arrangements to bring indoors. We're starting to see some wholesalers actually buying local flowers. You can do now cut flowers CSAs. It's also easy to do this in your own backyard to create a cutting garden. You only need really about a 10-foot by 10-foot area. And ideally you would start your own seeds because many of the plants you find in garden centers have been bred to be dwarf and compact and stay shorter. Where cut flowers, you want those long stems.
Yeah.
You want zinnias that have long cutting stems on it. It's really easy if you have kids, they like doing this, to grow sunflowers for cutting. So you want to look for, you don't want the branching sunflowers. These are the ones that keep sending flowers out in all directions. You want sunflowers that are single flower blooms. So they're kind of one and done. And there's the Pro Cut series. So there's a whole bunch of different colors in Pro Cut. These are one and done. So you cut them off and they're done blooming. they're done.
Yeah.
They're also pollenless, which is really good when you bring them indoors. You don't have pollen all over. Oh. And what I do with those is about every 7 to 10 days, I will start another 12 to 15 of these pro-cut sunflowers. You can either start them indoors or direct seed them. And I will do that up until August. And if we don't get a frost, they'll bloom in about 60 days. And they're day neutral. So they don't require long days or short days, all that. So you can just keep planting these pro-cut sunflowers.
All
and
right.
Everybody loves sunflowers. Oh, and with everything going on in Ukraine this year, sunflower interest has taken off. So pro-cut, you probably can't find the seeds in garden centers, but look online, you can find them.
Yeah. I planted some big sunflowers one year, and I loved them, and I'd like to have them back again because they made me so happy.
And you know what? I plant the big mammoth ones as well because, one, my honeybees love it.
Yes.
Two, they're just cool. And three, once they get the seeds in and the heads are hanging down, the finches and stuff dangle upside down eating them. So I plant the pro-cut. They're cut and bring indoors, and then I plant
the big ones.
Yeah, all sorts of other.
Yeah, they're kind of fun. And do they always face the sun?
Yes.
Yeah.
It just travels.
It's phototropic, meaning it follows the sun as it moves. Yep, and then resets at night and starts over.
And they're day neutral now. We know what that means.
Yes.
So it doesn't matter how much sun is in the how bright it is for hours. I mean, I've never even heard that term before. You're so fantastic. Here's how you follow Larry. Get Growing with Larry Farr on Instagram and Facebook. He has so many tips, such great advice. You're going to be back in a month.
The most beautiful pictures.
You really
do.
And I lots of tips, lots of advice, lot of beautiful photos.
You're also on Channel 5, KSTP, at 6:30 on Thursdays and 5 o'clock on Thursdays, so we can always catch you there. Thank you, Larry. So nice to see your face.
Good to be in the studio with you.
I know it. And we'll see you in a month?
Yes.
I think we're booked.
Yes.
We've got you all set up.
Absolutely.
All right. And if people have questions, you know, you can go to Get Growing with Larry Farr, and he will help you out there. Thanks, Lara. All right. When we come back. Oh, Lori. Oh, I knew you would find that out.
Kelly Oakey.
She's taking our advice. We'll be right back.
Okay, that's Kelly Clarkson a couple days ago doing a cover of Solomon Burke's epic song, Cry to Me, which is on the Dirty Dancing soundtrack and in the movie.
Uh-huh.
And we have been fans, and we were like, why doesn't Kelly do Kelly Oakey covers, do an album?
Yep.
And sure enough, she is dropping an EP called Kelly Oakey.
Yes.
On June 9th,
she's brilliant.
Over 500 songs. And so on her show yesterday, she kicked off the announcement by dropping a cover of Billie Eilish's Happier Than Ever. And she just said, you know, we're still not running out of amazing artists to pick tribute to. She could only pick 6 songs because it's just an extended play.
Oh, really? So which ones did she pick, Lori?
Well, I mean, I don't know. Like, on Monday, she did Real Love by Mary J. Blige, Cry to Me, which we just heard. Yesterday, she did Raining on Sunday, you know, the Keith Urban song.
Yes.
So here are the tracks that are going to be on the EP.
Okay.
Blue Bayou by Linda Ronstadt.
Yes.
Call Out My Name by The Weeknd. Happier Than Ever by Billie Eilish. Queen of the Night by Whitney Houston. Trampoline by Shed.
I don't even know that song.
And Fake Plastic Trees by Radiohead. And this will be Kelly Clarkson's first release since her holiday album, When Christmas Comes Around, which came out last October. And before then, her 2017 album, Meaning of Life. So
the meaning of... She's the number one of all the people I've bought music from since these whole systems.
So anyway, I was kind of excited
to
hear that news about that. And I really thought her Cry to Me, her covers all this week were really good. She's done a few that haven't been.
Right, we've had a few.
But that's overwhelmingly, I don't even know how they got to 6 songs. Because she has so many
good covers. She has so many good covers. Yeah. And I wonder, you know, when you cover someone's song, do you have to pay them?
Yeah, whoever writes it. Yeah, whoever writes it.
I mean, that was the thing in Moulin Rouge, the play, you know, which is here, which I hope everybody goes to. But they have like 73 different songs of artists. So just think of the licensing cost. Because remember we heard that one song is $500,000, the most expensive licensing song in the movies.
Was it Back in Black?
Yeah.
Or no, Thunder.
Thunder.
Thunder. Yep, that was it.
I mean, I can't even imagine. Yeah.
I've listened to a couple of these because they've already released, like, it looks like Kelly-Oki, like, the last day, they've got some out. And this one that you were saying, Happier Than After, oh my gosh. It is.
The Billie Eilish cover?
Really, yeah.
Can you play it?
No, there's some, I can't find one where there's no S-bombs in it. There's quite a few. It's an aggressive song, but I'll try to find something for New Music Friday for you guys. Beautiful, but there's just some swear words in there. But, oh man, this one is really good. So I'm sure we'll have maybe a clean version, hopefully tomorrow for New Music Friday. Yeah. We'll try to find that.
All right. People Magazine has a story on Rihanna and how fabulous she and Rocky are doing as new parents. Their baby boy is, they're in awe of the baby boy. And she wanted to give birth in L.A. since she has a big house with a yard. She enjoys sitting outside with her baby. And the word is that maybe she'll be, there's a story in the British tabloids over the weekend that she'll stay in L.A. for 3 months, but then she's going to relocate to Barbados.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'd go there, but honestly, she can probably live in several places.
Of course she can, because after all, she's a billionaire.
Yeah, right.
And
my favorite part of the story, the People Magazine story, is she's not in a rush to get back to work. And I'm like, okay, you know. You're a new mom and you don't have to be in a rush to get back to work. Why would you be?
And just having the best time. That's a yummy stage.
Yeah. BTS is going to the White House next week. Cool. So that's kind of cool. They're going to discuss anti-Asian hate and inclusion and representation when they go to the White House. Let's see what other news do we know. Oh, record labels are demanding artists make more TikTok videos.
Okay.
People are not happy about
this. They really aren't. So one of the musicians from Linkin Park said, you know, their label makes them do so much content for online, and how they said, what do people want us to do? Are we supposed to write songs and be creators, or they want us to be creators of video content?
Mm-hmm.
And there's just this conflict of interest because everyone will, and you can see where the label's point is, because so many unknown people via TikTok have gotten so much
stars.
They have become stars. Like that one song that you keep playing for us, Grant.
Yeah, the Sun and Moon. Yes, Sun and Moon.
Sun
and Moon. That guy
became. I love that song.
There's not only are guys becoming found on TikTok and becoming famous and starting their own careers, like you said, a lot of these artists who have been around will throw a song together, and then if it becomes a dance, a 20-second dance, it catches with all the young people and it rises up on the charts right away. I mean, these dances that these kids do. 20-second dances to these songs, if it catches, instant hit on the Billboard charts.
Yeah, everyone's dancing to About Damn Time.
Lizzo, it's About Damn Time. That's one of them, but there's been so many of them that have come out. I mean, BDE, that one, Big D Energy, that song that we kind of play, but I can't say the word. That song became popular. I mean, there's so many songs that have risen up on the Billboard charts just because they get caught up in TikTok.
Yeah. Let's see. Yeah, like Halsey did a TikTok about, you know, she's like basically looked like a hostage video.
Well, she said,
I have a song that I love that I want to release, but my record label won't let me. I've been in this industry for 8 years and I've sold 165 million records, and my record company is saying I can't release it unless they fake a viral moment on TikTok with the song. FKA Twigs has talked about it. Charlie XCX has talked about it. Florence and the Machine posted a video singing a cappella because her label was begging me for lo-fi TikTok. So it's weird, though. You think everybody's got a management team for making these things, but I guess they don't always have that.
Right.
Yeah. Anyway. So those are, and Shakira was denied appeal in her Spanish tax fraud case. So
really?
That's why she's doing that dance show.
All right.
Here. Yeah, she's got to make some money.
All right. You got it. This is Lori and Julie on My Talk, and we're going to take a short break, and we'll be right back.